From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. U.S. Defense Chief Jim Mattis says there has been no decision made on any U.S. withdrawal from the 2015 Iran nuclear agreement, but Washington is working with allies to see if there are ways to improve the pact.
There are obviously aspects of the JCPOA of the agreement that can be improved upon. We're working with our European allies on it at this time, and again, the decision has not been made whether we can repair it enough to stay in it or if the president is going to decide to withdraw from it.
French President Emmanuel Macron, who was just in Washington to meet with President Trump, says he believes Mr. Trump will pull the United States out of the agreement. President faces a May 12th deadline on whether or not to reimpose some of the economic sanctions that were lifted on Iran in exchange for limits on the country's nuclear development, part of that 2015 deal. United Nations envoy for the Middle East peace process warns that the Gaza Strip could erupt into conflict and urge de-escalation. The protests, largely peaceful, have turned violent at times. Demonstrations are taking place in a lead-up to the 70th anniversary of Israel's creation. That was on May 14th. Palestinian marked the following day, commemorating the mass displacements of Palestinians after Israel's independence. North Korea's Kim Jong-un and South Korea's Moon Jae-in, the two leaders, are holding a summit today. It is the first time a member of the Kim dynasty has set foot on the southern soil since the end of the Korean War in 1953 in the latest bid to settle the world's Cold War standoff. This is VOA News. UN investigators have uncovered what they believe to be five mass graves in eastern Democratic Republic of Congo, the scene of nearly 20 years of fierce ethnic fighting. Congolese officials say they have no knowledge of mass graves. Fighting over land use, politics, and other differences between ethnic cattle herders and farmers erupted in the eastern DRC in 1999. Former director of the U.S. Central Intelligence Agency, Mike Pompeo, has been sworn in as Secretary of State after a divided congressional vote to okay his nomination by President Trump. AP's Sagar Meghani reporting.
It was one of the slimmest margins in recent history for somebody nominated as the nation's top diplomat.
The yeas are 57, the nays are 42.
Since the Carter administration, every Secretary of State nominee had gotten at least 85 yes votes, except one, Rex Tillerson, whom Pompeo will replace. He is expected to guide the administration's foreign policy more to the right while facing a long list of pressing issues, including a decision on the Iran nuclear deal and the president's upcoming summit with North Korea's leader. Pompeo's jumping right in. He is expected at a NATO summit in Europe. Sagar Meghani at the White House.
U.S. Senate Judiciary Committee has approved a bill that would protect from arbitrary dismissal the special counsel investigating Russian interference in the 2016 U.S. election, while marking a new show of support for special counsel Robert Mueller, who is under frequent attack by President Trump and some Republicans. The bill is unlikely to become law in the face of Republican opposition. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell said last week that President Trump will not fire Mueller and that there was no need to bring the measure to the Senate floor for a vote. House Speaker Paul Ryan also has opposed the idea. U.S. comedian and actor Bill Cosby has been convicted of drugging and molesting a one-time friend in 2004, which could send him to prison for the rest of his life. Oscar Wells Gabriel reporting.
He was known as America's dad and a comedian who broke racial barriers in Hollywood. Now Bill Cosby is known as a convicted sexual predator. The 80-year-old comedian has been found guilty of three charges of drugging and molesting a woman at his home near Philadelphia in 2004. He had claimed the encounter was consensual. His attorneys denounced the accuser as a con artist who was trying to frame Cosby. Cosby is not taking the verdict well. He lashed out at prosecutors in an expletive laid in tirade in the courtroom just after the conviction was announced. I'm Oscar Wells Gabriel.
Get more news at our website, voanews.com. I'm Steve Norman in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.